The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
It's in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
Old man Recession, you are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man Recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, Social Security, estate planning, you name it. If it has to do with retirement planning, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Why, thank you, Jack. You are ever so kind. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
I feel good.
I feel well. I feel good is bad English, but that's okay. I feel good. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that I talk about with our beloved and most valued clients every single day of the work week and sometimes on the weekends as well. And we now work with over 8,400 beautiful, wonderful families, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So most of the people that we talk with and work with are over 50, retired or retiring soon. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors for the seventh year in a row. Wow. And you know what? Without our clients, we would be nowhere. So I give that one entirely to our clients. Thank you. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, in our first segment, you may have noticed that the market has been, shall I say, volatile recently. The Dow, the S&P, have you noticed a little volatility, maybe a few points up and down here and there? What do you think? Well, I'm asking the question now, are we in a bear market and don't know it? Now, for those of you who follow this show and have followed me for many years now, you know that we have a philosophy called buy, hold, and sell. And so we have a strategy that we use that actually enables us to recommend to our clients when we think it's time to sell out of equities. And we haven't reached that yet as of this recording. So we've come very close, actually four times this year. And that's the most in my entire career. In all the years I've been doing this, four times that close to our sell signal is a new record. So I don't know what it says, but it certainly means the market is volatile. And our strategy doesn't tell us ahead of time that we're in a bear market. It measures the momentum, and if we and when it does tell us to sell, we're already in a bear market. We sell after the top, unfortunately. No strategy can, I think, predict the top. Anyway, be that as it may, we'll talk about, are we in a bear market now and don't know it? Are we going to be selling soon? And I want to give you some stats that I think you'll find interesting to help you determine that. Also, this week, we're going to continue in our series of the 18 retirement risks that we see. And we're on number 14 now. And this one is employer insolvency risk. Okay, so this is the risk that the company that is going to pay you your pension or that you're working for goes out of business, and you thought you were going to retire, and it puts a kink in your plans, okay? So we'll talk about that and how to plan ahead for that. Now, also this week, we're going to continue in our questions about Social Security. And by the way, keep those questions coming in. If you have a question, my email, you can email them to me. My email address is ken@moneymatters.net, ken@moneymatters.net. And you can email me. And we'll read your questions on the air if we deem them to be pithy, all right? So we want your questions to be good questions. Now, also this week, we're going to have, as I mentioned, our guiding philosophy in terms of how we manage our clients' money is that we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? Our clients, like I said, are mostly retired people, and so therefore, We want you to have the income from your investments. We want you to have the protection of your principal, and we want your money to last as long as you do. And if we do that, then we feel like we've done our job. Now, a big threat in our view to your financial security is bear markets, where the stock markets, the equities drop significantly, and if you're invested in them, you lose major dollars. And this has happened, for example, in Y2K. It happened in 2008. It happened in 2011. So we've had some bear markets here, and now I think may be on the verge of another one. So our philosophy is that you don't just buy and hold and take a beating. You also need to have a strategy to sell and get out and protect yourself. And so, as I mentioned, you know, we told our clients to get out of the stock market of equities in 2007, in November, and to stay out for a year and a half almost until our buy signal came, which was in June of 2009. So those who followed our advice were out of equities for almost a year and a half there during the credit crisis. And so our philosophy is not buy hold. And one of the things that you may have heard is, you know, you don't want to be the fool who sells at the bottom. That's the reason why you should buy hold. You should stay in because, you know, you don't want to sell and it's the bottom and now you've locked in your losses, right? And I call that buy hold myth number three in my book, okay? That one's actually detrimental to your financial health, and I want to debunk that one for you later on in the show. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, you know what, if we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, that's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about a trust for your home, okay, which may, for many of you, be the largest asset that you own. And if you want to leave that to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, you may want to listen up at the end of at about 10 till. So we have a ton of stuff to talk about. So let me go over with you, are we in a bear market and don't know it? Okay, and there are basically four things. And by the way, we haven't said to sell yet as I record this, okay? So don't think that I'm saying it's time to sell, but it is looking pretty dim, I have to say, right? So there are four things that I want to go over quickly with you that I think are harbingers of potential not good stuff, right? The first one is called the death cross. Okay, so whenever you have a death cross, that's not a good thing, it seems to me, right? Just the name of it is bad, right? And then you've got the inverted yield curve. Oh my gosh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? An inverted yield curve? I mean, you don't want that. And then we have some statistics on people, on investors, and whether they're buying on the dips or not. And it's interesting to look at historical precedent on that. And then finally, we've talked about this, and that is, as interest rates go up, we think the debt markets, loans, bonds, and all those kind of things are potentially at risk. And the leveraged loan ETFs are telling us something that I want to talk with you about. So let me go over them quickly. So on the death cross, one of the things that that means is that the 50-day moving average, which is a short-term trend tracker, crosses below the 200-day moving average, which is used normally to define the longer-term trend. And historically, when the death cross happens, and it happened a few days ago, that is normal. It's a very high predictor. It's not 100%, but it gives us a high possibility that a bear market's coming. The other thing that has happened is we had the inversion of the yield curve, and that means that short-term rates are higher than longer-term rates. The two-year interest rate is now higher than the five-year interest rate. And when that happens, normally what that means is that the bond market is perceiving bad times in the future. And the bond market is actually historically very good at predicting bear markets. And every recession we've had in the last 50 years has been preceded by that inverted yield curve. So that's another thing to look at. Also, according to Bloomberg, people have not been buying on the dips as much as normally happens in a bull market. And in this last month, we've seen the fewest number of investors, dollars as a percentage, buying on the dips since 2002. And you may remember what was going on in 2002. That was when we had the dot bomb, right? So that was a terrible bear market during that time. So investors, it appears, are not confident. They're not buying on the dips like they were last few months. And finally, the leverage loan ETFs. And again, this is also from Bloomberg. And it says apparently the leverage loan ETFs are seeing selling at a brisk pace. So what does that mean? People are selling highly leveraged loans. Now, why would they be doing that? Well, because in a bad economy, in a recession, leveraged loans aren't going to get repaid, right? If you're lending money to if you're highly leveraged on debt and there's a recession and people don't have any money, then you're at risk of not seeing that debt repaid. So we're seeing people selling into that as well. So all of those are bad signs. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to have a bear market or a recession, but it sure is pointing in that direction. So,
I'm so scared.
Well, you should be. Man who's not afraid, he's a fool. Or she's a fool if she's a woman. Now, let me tell you, again, I'm not suggesting it's time to sell yet. We haven't reached our indicator yet. But when we do, we're not shy about it. We want to protect our clients from major losses, okay? And we will not hesitate, hem or haw, when that time comes. Now, if you'd like to learn more about our strategies, we have on our website, it's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, if you go to our website, we have articles, we have videos, we have podcasts about our strategy, about diversification, all the things that we think would benefit you in helping you to avoid major losses and have your money last as long as you do. Okay? And while you're there, if you'd like, you can also click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then what will happen is we'll schedule a time to visit. You can sit down with one of our advisors and go over your retirement planning, and hopefully we can help you. There's no charge or obligation for that. And if we can help you, great. And if not, that's fine too. We'll part friends either way. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about risk number 14 of the 18 risks of your retirement, which is employer insolvency. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as a firm, Money Matters, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So we specialize in that retirement planning area. And so all of the ideas that we talk about on the show, like I said, these are retirement planning. And if you are in that mode, if you are in that demo, then this show's for you, and so is our financial advisory firm. And if you'd like to learn more about us, you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. And just in case you didn't know, Forbes in 2015 named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very proud of that, of course. But again, without our clients, we would be nowhere at all. So clients that are listening and those that aren't, thank you so much. Because we operate, we help clients, we work in the area of retirement planning. Our philosophy is mostly, you know, obviously we want to grow your money. We want you to be able to enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. So we want you to do that, whatever that means to you. If it means playing golf or traveling or spending time with your grandchildren, whatever that means, we want you to enjoy that. But at the same time, what we also as planners have to understand is that we need to plan for the things that could take that away from you. And we need to mitigate those things to the extent that we can. And that's what we believe to be our job, because we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay? Even when you're really, really old, we want you to still have money to support your lifestyle. So, therefore, it is incumbent upon us to identify what we consider to be the major risks that our clients, that you as a retired person, would face, or someone who's about to retire as well. So we're doing a series, and it's 18 of the retirement risks that we've identified. And this week we're on number 14. And number 14 is employer insolvency risk. And basically what this means is that the company that you work for goes bankrupt. And
don't even think about it, cowboy.
Ooh, I like that. Who was that? That was Woody, right? From Toy Story. Anyway, years ago, a long time ago, Delta Airlines went bankrupt. And I remember there was a gentleman that I talked to, a pilot, and he was actually expecting a pension. They used to have a fantastic pension, paid $120,000 a year. Believe it or not, that's what was their pension. But when they went bankrupt, that pension went away. And this person that we met with, you know, they were expecting to get that pension, and they didn't get that. They ended up getting PBGC, which I'll talk about in a moment, covered it, but they got $36,000. $36,000 is a nice pension, but you know, when you were expecting $120,000 and you were building your retirement plan on that, $36,000 just doesn't cut it anymore, right? So that's the risk. So let's talk about that. So first of all, there are different kinds of benefits that you could have at risk. So one of the – and different kinds of employers, all right? So the first one is private employers. So if you work for a private company, then the benefits are very secure with qualified benefit – defined benefit plans, rather, okay? So these are the ones where they define the benefit they're going to give you. You're going to get a pension, and this is what it is. And those assets are normally held in an irrevocable trust, and they're subject to minimum funding requirements, and they have PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, guarantees their benefits as well. So they're very, very safe. Benefits also are very safe in the assets that are held because the irrevocable trust is held outside of the company. Okay, so that's a very good thing. Now, private companies also have what are called non-qualified executive plans. These are not as secure because they're a promise from the company to pay you, but they're not funded or anything like that. They're going to be paid out of cash flow. Those are the ones that you have to watch out for. Now, if you work for the government, if you work for a municipality, for example, municipalities can file for bankruptcy, and ultimately the benefit security is based on how the bankruptcy judge prioritizes pension claims. And, you know, we've had many situations where police, fire, you know, public municipality, people who work for the government have been concerned about whether their pension, they were going to get it or not, and whether they should retire early or not, et cetera. And then if you work for a state government, okay, as opposed to a city, then states cannot file bankruptcy. Okay, that's one thing. And so benefit security is tied to state law. So one of the things that we counsel our clients is that you don't want to put your – there's two kinds of places where you have equity. One is in your wages, and that's your employment, earnings from employment. And then the other is earnings that you have from your investments. And one of the risks that we see people take is they put everything into their company's stock, and they have their wages from that. And so you look at that and you're saying, even though you may say, well, I worked for this company for 30 years and the stock's done well for 30 years and all that, it doesn't matter. You're taking a ton of risk when you do that. So make sure that you diversify and you don't have all your eggs in one basket. The other thing to look at is if the company that you work for, if you're concerned about the future and that they may go bankrupt and you may not get the pensions or the benefits that you're thinking, you may want to opt for taking a lump sum benefit as opposed to taking the pension. Okay, so you have that option as well. So you want to look at what your options are with your companies. Now, if you're an executive that participates in a non-qualified plan, again, that's the one where they just promise to do it, you have to pay very close attention to the company finances. And if the plan calls for you to put money in, as well as them putting money in, you need to think very, very carefully about that one as well. Because once again, what you're doing is you're taking your wages and you're putting it into the company that you work for. And if you're doing both of those, you're taking a lot of risk. So if you're a government employee, there are 457 plans. You can roll that over into an IRA when you retire. So that's a way to get it out of the government and into your hands, which we think is generally a good idea. So some things to think about. And so don't assume that your pension is guaranteed and safe, and then don't assume that the pension that you're going to get, that you think you're going to get, will be the one that you will. Because if the company goes bankrupt and it falls to PBGC, then you won't get the $120,000 a year pension. You'll get a much smaller one. So you need to plan ahead for that. It could happen, and everybody knows Murphy's Law, right? The worst will happen at the worst possible time. So you got to always remember Murphy's Law when you're doing your retirement planning. And that's part of what we do and what we want to help you with if we can. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, and you're looking at your retirement plans at work, your 401k, your profit sharing plan, your pension plan, you've got decisions to make, well, we want to help you with that. Okay, so if you go to our website, it's moneymatters.net. And you click on Meet with an Advisor, and what we'll do is we'll sit down with you and we'll discuss your options with you. We'll look at, because there's a lot of them. And if you do decide to take a pension, then you got like 17 choices, of which kind of pension you want to get. Do you want to get the life only, the survivor option, the 20-year certain, the 10-year level? I mean, it's like all these choices. Which one's the right one for you? Well, talk to somebody that can help you with that. So go to moneymatters.net. And click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'd love to meet with you. And there's no charge or obligation. If we can help you, great. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay? So either way, we'll part friends. So moneymatters.net is our website for that. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have questions about Social Security. And so stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Can you imagine what Sean Connery would say if he found out about it? Oh, he would be very upset.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly, Hal. We should get a bond drop. There's probably a Sean Connery drop somewhere. My name is Bond, James Bond. Anyway, we are back, and I am Ken Morafe. I am the host of this show. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years, and all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients, and we now have clients in 43 states. We are so honored and blessed, and we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, and so we specialize in retirement planning. And so if that's you, this show is designed for you. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. Actually, this is the second time in 2018, this is the second time they did that. And we are very, very honored by that. But again, without our clients, we would be nowhere. They wouldn't even know our name, Financial Times. And so therefore, we thank our clients for that. Now, one of the topics that comes up, I would say, almost in every conversation with clients when we're visiting and reviewing their investments and their strategy and their finances is Social Security. And the questions about when should I take it, how should I take it, all those kind of things, that question once made, in most cases, you can't go back and change your mind. So it's important you do it right up front. Now, I've started a segment here on the show, which I call Questions About Social Security. And so if you have questions, email me your Social Security questions, and you can send it to ken@moneymatters.net. Okay, simple. ken@moneymatters.net. And if your question is a good one, then we will put it on the air. So let's go to our question. Okay, so this comes from Debbie. And Debbie says, I'm 62. Bill is 66, her husband. Debbie's still working. And so Debbie wants to apply for her Social Security. And she's 62. And she will be affected by the annual earnings test because she makes more than $17,000. So it's likely that all her benefits will be withheld. So her question is, if Bill files a restricted application for spousal benefits, okay, meaning that Bill, who is 66, he wants to collect off of hers, okay? He doesn't want to collect his. He wants to take hers even though she's 62, and he can do that. Once you turn 66, you can take your own benefits or you can take spousal benefits. So she's concerned that my earnings will also cause his spousal benefits to be affected by the annual earnings test. Okay, so she's 62, and she's making a lot of money, more than $17,000. The earnings test says that if you make more than $17,000, we're going to take back Social Security from you. And so what she's saying is Bill's going to collect off of her, and if he does, will that make the earnings test apply to him as well? Okay, and the answer is yes, it will. So if Debbie's earnings exceed the threshold, Bill, who's collecting on her record, will find that he will be money withheld from his as well. Okay, so they look at both. So if both of you are collecting, that's the crazy thing. If both of you are collecting, they'll reduce both of yours if you're working.
You double crossing you!
Yes, aren't they wonderful, Social Security? Now, if that didn't confuse you, then you know what? You're really smart. Because I was confused explaining it to you. So Social Security is not simple. There are lots and lots of different ways of looking at it, thinking about what you're going to do. There are, you know, you can take it on your spouse, you can take it on yourself, you can take it when you're 62, when you're 66, anytime in between, you can wait till you're 70. There's things that affect it that have to do with the disparity in ages between the two of you, disparity in your incomes. All those kind of things have to be taken into account. It is not a simple decision like, oh, I'm going to take it when I'm 62, all right? Because if you don't think through it, if you don't make the right decision, you most likely will leave money on the table. And, you know, you may think, oh, I gave up $100 a month or something. And for you, that may not be a lot of money, but that's $1,000 a year. And over 30 years of life, you left $30,000 on the table plus interest on that. It's even more than that. So these small decisions result in big dollars. So make sure you talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about when it comes to these kinds of things. And here's my offer to you. If you go to our website, it's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. You know, as I said, we specialize in working with retired people. We primarily work with people who are retired or who are about to retire. And so our advisors would love to visit with you. And what we'll do is go over your financial planning. We'll look at your retirement planning. We'll look at not just Social Security, but the whole picture. And we want to help you to build a cash flow analysis. We want to help you to build your decisions on Social Security, your 401k, you know, all those kind of things. And if we can help you, it is fantastic. We're so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay?
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, I think it is too. So take advantage of it. If you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Click on Meet with an Advisor, and then we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. Now, while you're on the website, you will find lots of information on there. We have podcasts, we have videos, we have articles, all kinds of stuff that relates to retirement planning that we think will help you become more informed and make better decisions. Okay, so moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 3, which is, hey, don't be the fool who sells at the bottom. Yeah, right. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And that is a nice sentiment at this time of the year, just having millions of dollars and nothing to do but buy pretty presents for you. I like that sentiment. Dean Martin. Did you ever watch a Dean Martin show? You remember that show? He used to slide down the pole and he had a cigarette. Yeah. And he had the piano guy that he always sang with. His name was Ken. And the reason I remember was because my name is Ken. Okay, so I'm showing my age when I'm talking about the Dean Martin show, but anyway, little walk down memory lane there. Okay, so we are back. I am Ken Morafe. I'm your host, and I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years, and all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients, and we now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. It is an honor and a privilege. And we specialize in retirement planning. That's what we spend our time mostly on. And so our clients, for the most part, are people over 50, retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we would love to meet with you and hopefully help you. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, actually in 2015, Money Matters. They named us one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very proud of that. But again, without our clients, they wouldn't know who we are. So we're grateful for that. So because we help our clients in their retirement planning, one of the things that we believe is very important, in fact, it's in terms of managing our clients' money, it's the primary philosophical focus that we have, and that is to preserve principle. Okay, and we want to grow your money. Obviously, we want you to go out and enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. We want you to go play and have fun and do whatever that means to you. Okay, if you want to take cruises and all that and you can afford it, we want you to go do it. The important thing, though, is that behind the scenes, our job is to do everything we can to preserve your money so that it can generate the income so that you can go and have that second childhood. Okay, so that's what we view our job. And we have two goals for our clients. One is to give them financial peace of mind. And then the second is we want their money, we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so that's an important, that second one is kind of important. And we believe that if you take large losses in bear markets, like 2008 and Y2K, or worse, the Great Depression, 1929, if those kind of things hit you hard, then your ability to finance your second childhood, we see it as being severely impaired, especially if it happens early in your retirement, like in the first 5 years. That's the worst time for it to happen, okay? So, because of that, we have a philosophy which we call buy, hold, and sell. And we believe that you shouldn't just buy and hold, which we believe is actually buy and pray that nothing bad happens. We believe you should buy, yes, because you should have a strategy of buying investments and all that. You should have a hold strategy, which means you diversify, you rebalance, you know, you're holding it so it can build for you and do stuff. And then you also, we believe, need to have a sell strategy, which overarches everything and says, okay, I'm taking my marbles off the table. And so that's what we do. And in November of 2007, we told our clients and those of you listening to the show and all of you that got my market alert email, which, by the way, you can get too. It's free. Our website is moneymatters.net. And we said, get out of the stock market, sell all your equities. And for those that followed our advice, you didn't participate in 2008's market crash. And we said to buy in 2009, in June. Now, our strategy is not perfect, okay? In 2005, we said to sell, and that was what we call a, I'm sorry, 2015, and we call that a false alarm. So we said to sell, and it wasn't a bear market, so that happens. But that's, in our view, a small price to pay in exchange for hopefully protecting from the big losses. Okay, now, one of the myths that I've heard is that the reason why you should buy hold is because you don't want to be the fool who sells at the bottom. Okay, and the reason why they tell you that is because there are many studies that show that the average investor is kind of like a deer in the headlights. They freeze. The market starts falling. They're panicking. They don't know what to do. They wait, and it gets more and more painful. They lose more money. And finally, when they can't take it anymore, that's when they sell. And in fact, that is selling at the bottom, and you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. But I don't equate being the fool that sells at the bottom with having a strategy to sell to protect your principal. They're not the same thing, okay? In one scenario, the fool that sells at the bottom scenario, that person didn't have a strategy. They basically just panicked at the bottom and sold. What I'm advocating for is a strategy where you look at the market, you look at the trends, and if the trend is not your friend, you get out while the getting's good, and you protect as much of your principal as you can. You don't wait till you've lost 90% of it and then sell. I agree with that. So the problem with a lot of these buy-hold myths, as I call them, is they have truth in them, okay? You don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. Absolutely. Nobody does, right? But that doesn't mean just because you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom that you shouldn't have a strategy to sell somewhere maybe before the bottom. What do you think about that one, okay? And so when we sold in November of 2007, that was not at the top because the top was in October, okay? So it was a month after. So we didn't sell at the top, okay? Our strategy is not perfect, but our strategy is designed to enable us when we do lose money, to have those losses be tolerable, okay? What we want to make sure, to the extent that we can, is that our clients don't lose all their money, or they don't go broke. They don't, you know, essentially use up all their money because a bear market came and caused that to them, okay? So that's what we believe. And because our clients are mostly retired people, you know, they don't want to go back to work. They don't want to, you know, they want to do all that kind of stuff. So protecting principal and generating income is where we sit. All right. Now, if that philosophy resonates at all with you, then what I want you to do, there's a couple things. One is you can attend one of our seminars, and we have seminars near you where we talk about our buy, hold, and sell philosophy. But we also talk about Social Security and when you should take it and the different things you should be considering in that regard. We also talk about what we call your magic number. Okay, and this is where we help you to calculate how much money do you need to retire on, okay? And in our view, we help you with that. We also have five strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes, okay? So this is the end of the year. You need to be thinking about that. We'll also talk about how to maximize your retirement cash flow. When you retire, I believe it's all about cash flow. You want to get income so you can go and enjoy your second childhood, right? And so we want to talk about how to do that. We want to talk about when, as I said, when should you take Social Security? All kinds of stuff. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or you are retiring soon, then our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Go there, sign up for the seminar, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Now, if you need a further inducement, at the seminar, we will have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. See, those are all the people that have had the cookies before. That's what you will sound like, okay? Now, these cookies, you notice I did not say chip. I said chunk. There's a huge difference between chocolate chip and chocolate chunk, okay? Chips are made with wax, paraffin. They're formed. You don't want that. You want real chocolate in your cookies. So go to moneymatters.net, sign up for the seminar, and we'll see you there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our estate tip of the week, which is a trust for your home. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
Wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane? Who wants a private landing field too?
You know, there is no one like Frank Sinatra. No one. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, I say that every week, beloved and most valued, but I'm telling you, it is true. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We are so grateful. We now work with over 8,400 families in 43 states, and we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So all the decisions and all the planning that you need to do in that area, that's our sweet spot, if you will. And Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors for the seventh year in a row. Boy, those people are misguided, let me tell you. Oh, flyby. Thank you. But again, without our clients, we would be nowhere. Barron's wouldn't know who I am at all. So clients, thank you. And so this is the part of the show we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. Okay, and this is called estate planning. And so this week, what we're going to talk about is your home. And, you know, with the way the real estate market has done over the last few years, your home has probably become a pretty valuable asset. And you may be thinking about, you know, maybe I want to leave that home to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. You want to preserve it for them, have them inherit it from you. And so you may be wondering, well, how do I do that? Is there a vehicle that I can use to make that happen? And guess what? Yes, there is. And it's called a Qualified Personal Residence Trust, a QPRT for short, or QPRT. Can you say that? QPRT. QPRT. I love that. QPRT. All right. So we're going to talk about the QPRT. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. My pocket may be empty. I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So, therefore, every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're talking about your home and putting it into a Cupert. Okay? So, practice that. When you're with friends and family and others, make sure you go up to them and say, Cupert. And when they say, what's Cupert? You tell them, well, that's a qualified personal residence trust. Don't you know? I mean, where are you? You're not even in the program. Okay, so let's talk about it. So basically, what happens is that when from the estate taxes and all that kind of standpoint, what they look at is the value of an asset, right? So if I told you that my $1 million home, I'm going to give you that today. Okay, versus I'm going to give you this $1 million home 30 years from now. Which one would you prefer? You want the one today. Why? Because the one today is more valuable than the one in the future, right? And so $1 million today is worth way more than $1 million 30 years from now. So that philosophy is called discounting. And discounting is a tool that in estate planning is used to reduce the value of assets and therefore reduce the taxes. So if you take that $1 million and you put it into this qualified personal residence trust, you take your home and you put it in there, and this can be for a home that's less than $1 million. I'm just using that $1 million because it's my favorite number. And you put it in the trust. What happens then is that the value of the home for purposes of taxes is discounted. And when you put it in the trust, you get a discounted value on it, which can reduce your gift taxes. Now, the other thing that happens is that once the house, your home is in the trust, then it can pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs without any estate taxes most likely. And it also can protect it. You can put it in the trust so that it can stay in the family if that's your desire, so that any in-laws or former son-in-laws or daughter-in-laws can't get at it. So you can put all kinds of stipulations on it and keep that home in the family and have them live there if you'd like. If you have a home out in the country or a vacation home, that might be something for you to consider also. So there are lots of different ways that you can use the Cupert. And if you are so inclined. Now, make sure you talk to a professional about it because it's complicated and it's not for everyone. So talk to an attorney when it comes to estate planning always, okay? Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors about your estate planning, about your income tax planning, about your investment planning, about Social Security planning, all those kind of things, that is where we sit, okay? We want to help you with that if we can. So if you go to our website, it's moneymatters.net, and you have several options when you're there, and I'd like you to actually take advantage of all of them, all right? So the first one is you can sign up for my weekly email, and I send it out weekly. That's why we call it the weekly email. Although sometimes it goes out more often than that. Last year, I think we sent it out 70-something times. So there was a lot of stuff that happened last year. This year, I don't know what the count is, but it's more than 50. Therefore, I want you to get the Market Alert email, but also you can sign up for a seminar. We have seminars designed for people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then these seminars are designed for you. We have information there about how to calculate how much money you need to retire on. We call that your magic number. We talk about your hurdle rate, which is the rate of return you need to earn on your money to support your lifestyle, and that'll therefore tell you how much risk you need to take. We talk about diversification. We talk about all kinds of stuff at the seminars. If you don't want to go to a seminar, you want to go straight to the source, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And when you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit. And you can sit down with one of our advisors and talk about your retirement planning. And, you know, if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so either way, there's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you know what, Frankie? You're welcome. So take advantage of those resources. We're here to help you if we can. So our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.